the fruit of the womb is his reward. And indeed, we are rewarded again as we see a little baby visibly here in the meeting for the first time. So glad that he could be with us. And since all the little ones are gifts from the Lord, he wants us to be able as Christians to instruct those little ones. And he tells us how. In Deuteronomy, I'd like to read, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might." Well, that's our responsibility. Now, our responsibility is extended. "And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the post of thy house and on thy gates." And that's the responsibility not only for the parents, but also for all the adults as we try to teach the little children so at a very, very young age they would trust the Lord, receive our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as their own personal Savior and Lord, and serve Him all their lives long. Father, we give you thanks. We are so indebted, Heavenly Father, and we really appreciate your mercy and grace upon us. And we have heard already the course of our salvation, the course of our reconciliation. And you have indeed entreated us again with a wonderful child. We just give you thanks. And my own great-grandson, Father, we give you thanks. We pray, Heavenly Father, that indeed this child, as well as all the other children, would receive the Lord Jesus Christ as their own personal Savior and Lord. Nobody could do it for them, Heavenly Father. They have to do it for themselves, as we did, personally coming to the Lord Jesus Christ and confessing our sins and asking forgiveness. We give you thanks for this gathering, and we give you thanks for the fellowship that we have here. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, again, we give you thanks.